This show is paid for and produced by the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. The views expressed are not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome, welcome yet again, another episode of This Open House show. And I'm all alone today, babysitting snafus. So my gorgeous, lovely wife, Rebecca, is going to be at home listening while our kids ask her for something for every 10 seconds. But that is the life of a mom with small children, and life of the dad too. And you know what? Right now, though, I do get a break. So I really enjoy being able to come in here and talk to you guys. Speaking of which, if you want to talk to us, you can always reach out 520-462-2611. That is our cell phone. You can call, you can text, leave a message. You can also go to info@thisopenhouseshow.com, email that, or you can go to www.thisopenhouseshow.com, full MLS search, and automated value estimates and all of that good stuff. So, jumping in, looking at stats that I pulled on the 15th of June, 2021, City of Tucson, 653 current active listings. Now, that might seem really low, and it definitely is. It's still down quite a bit over what we had towards the end of 2020, but it is up. And on May 18th, I pulled same stats, 581. And so we're up a little bit. So that is actually a good thing. Good news for you buyers out there. Don't go running yet, because this is like a drop in the bucket for the demand. It is not going to impact pricing negatively in any way, shape, or form, as far as I can tell. Looking at the sales price here, we have prior 7 to 12 months median sales price, $220,000. Going back a little bit less, prior 4 to 6 months, you're showing $254,950. And the last 3 months, your median sales price for our area of the country out here is $277,550. So definitely on an upward trend there. Days on market is still staying at low 4%. What that means is property goes live on the MLS, active to the public, and it starts accumulating days on market. From the time it goes active to changing status, active contingent, on average, we're seeing that time be 4 days. Now, that doesn't mean it takes 4 days in order to get an offer. An offer could come in the first 4 hours, 4 minutes. It's just that is the time that it takes for this status to change. Agents have 2 days, by the way, to change status in the MLS from the time it changes status on the contract, going from active contingent or contingent back on markets or what have you. And so those are things to know about. So the 4 days doesn't necessarily mean it takes 4 days to sell. That's just the time it takes to get it to change on the MLS. And these homes, they are getting 100% of lists. No surprise. In many cases, they're getting much more than that. It depends on the property, depends on the area, depends on where they priced it. If you've got a $300,000 home and you're going to price it at 200, well, you're going to get a ton of ridiculously high looking offers, but in reality, you should have priced your home a lot higher. However, right now, most of these automated value estimates that I am seeing, they're not ceilings, they are floors. And I want to talk a little bit about automated valuation estimates and a few things here a little bit later and give you some of my opinion on that. Continuing on, we're looking at inflation. Boy, we just jumped to 5%. According to the United States government, 5% over the last 12 months ending in May 2021. We were 4.2% previously. Rebecca and I, we've been saying this for months. You can go back and listen to the old tapes. We have been saying that we are going through an inflationary period, and this is going to continue until at least 2030. And so as the dollar becomes quite literally worth less, things are going to be more expensive. This is just a natural consequence of that inflation. For some reason, you know, because I am in real estate and people want to talk to me about house prices, which I am so grateful for. We love talking about that particular facet of the economy. I get this feeling that there is this bias with housing, and oh my gosh, it's increasing so fast, and there's all of these things here. Well, everything's increasing fast. We are in early 2008 levels of inflation here, where it was hovering between 4.3 and 5.6%. A large share of May inflation's gains, they actually came from the car market. Okay, so price of used cars, trucks, they were surging, rising about 7.3% in May compared with April. And that followed a 10% increase in April. So these are huge gains in that particular market. Household furnishings, that increased 1.3% in May. It's the largest monthly increase since January of 1976. And this is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Indexes for domestic services, along with categories tracking furniture and bedding, help drive the increase. Now, big surprise to all you people out there who haven't been to the gas pump lately. Gas prices, they've surged 56.2% during this past year. Some of us can't figure out why. Others, we know why. Regardless, this isn't a political show. This is a real estate show, so we're going to stick with the numbers here. Gas prices have surged 56.2%, and the energy index overall is up 28.5% compared with May 2020. So the cost of everything is going up. Lumber's going crazy. We've got a couple of lumber companies that distribute these products out here. I've heard of two of them. They're each going to be investing about $150 million each in new lumber mills, which is fantastic and exciting. We need to do that. The Biden administration has been talking for like the last month about imposing even more tariffs on Canadian lumber. So that could further impose more pressures on these pricings and different things like that. And when you have new construction already having delays, and you have remodel projects just going out of control, how is this going to impact housing? Well, it's going to continue to drive prices up, my friends, because, you know, as people look at the cost of remodeling versus building, or if their house, they've got a new kitchen in and they put that in last year with last year's lumber prices, but today it's going to cost you, $10,000, $15,000 more to do that kitchen. Well, of course, that's going to get passed on to the final consumer in these sales prices over here. So I don't see, with this extremely low inventory that we have, I do not see with the squeeze on lumber and steel, the cost of gas to get these goods here, I just don't see prices going down anytime here in the near future. Theoretically, I suppose it could happen. So we're going to continue to talk about value. We're going to talk about also some other things with some seller tips and a few buyer tips here to be practical, but we're going to do it after this break. Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice. Welcome back, guys. This open house show, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, and I am by myself today. So you know what? That means I don't have my lovely wife, Rebecca, tapping me on the knee under the table when I might start getting a little bit crazy or a little bit controversial. And that's what's about to happen right now. So we've gone through and we talked about a lot of these statistics that we are getting regarding the inflation numbers, finishing up along that talk. You know, the Fed is telling us this is just a transition. This is a product of coronavirus. We just got out of a pandemic. We've got a vaccine out now. People are ready to party again. Hasn't been like this for a while. Of course, they're going to be spending money, and we're going to be seeing strains on these different supply chain areas. Biden's saying, you know what? We need to go ahead. We're going to have a task force that's going to deal with some of these supply chain issues. We're going to work with the private sector. And we're also, I'm not sure exactly what this means, we're going to deal with some anti-competitive things in this market that are causing some issues with the supply chain. So let's be positive. Hopefully that starts to fix things. We start to see the supply chain open up, and maybe all this inflation is not going to be long term. I'm of the mindset, though, you cannot print trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars and not have that dollar be diluted and worth less. So while only time is going to tell if this is a temporary issue or a long-term issue, I'm putting my money on bricks and mortar. I'm putting my money on where rents are going to be continuing to go up. And also sales prices, unfortunately, are going to continue to go up. And right now, while interest rates are low, they are low. We talked about the median three-bedroom rent being $1,500 per month. That hasn't changed since a couple of weeks ago. And your median sales price for a three-bedroom home in the last 3 months, $267,250. If you've got 20% down payment, you're looking at $1,231. That is a savings of $269 per month. So if you are like Indiana Jones running out of the Temple of Doom, you feel like you forgot your hat on the other side, want to get in on this so that you know you are set. You know what your payment's going to be, notwithstanding property taxes. That will increase your payment. Go ahead, give us a call. We would be happy to talk to you. 520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611. No obligation, no stress, no pressure. Just happy to educate you and see if we can help you get into this market at historically low rates. So that you can watch, like everybody else who's a homeowner, what's going to be happening over the next couple of years. Now, I promised I was going to get a little bit controversial, and I am. And I want to talk to you about automated valuation estimates. These are the things that you see on different websites, some large, some small. Even my own website has automated valuation estimates. And if you look on the fine print of these, you know, there's always the disclaimer. The big disclaimer says, hey, we're not, this isn't a real estate agent doing this. This is a valuation done based on tax and MLS sale data. We're lumping it all together. We've got a super secret algorithm that we're going to go ahead and use. And then we're going to crank out a range of value for you on your home. Now, one of the things is that, one, it's not accurate. It never has been. It doesn't matter what the market is. It could be rapidly increasing, rapidly declining, or we could have a very normal market that is going, in the 3-5% a year range. Just normal, clean, more of a balanced market. They're still going to be wrong. Why are they wrong? Because these automated valuation estimates can't take into account the fact that you have a 5G cell tower that this got put right out front of your home. They also can't take into account the fact that you just updated your kitchen and it's hideous or it's great. There's no way that they can know. And so they're lumping all of these things together, and it works when you're in a place like Rita Ranch or maybe Saddlebrook, where you've got these communities where there is or Green Valley, there's a number of very similar homes and a lot of them. And we've got a lot of data points that can smooth out the edges. But they don't work for a lot of the custom and unique properties. And so that's where you really still are always going to need that personal touch. And it's an art as much as a science as it is valuing these properties. Now, we've done a number of episodes on that. You can go back and look about some of those things, how we come to value and different things like that. And I'm always happy to share my methodology with our listeners. If you want to go ahead and call me, 520-462-2611, and we can talk about that. But I want to talk about the dark side of automated valuation estimates and some of the things that I think as an industry and regulators out there, if you're listening, you might want to rein in and put a stop to. And that is for properties that are under contract or listed. It's one thing to give an automated valuation estimate for a property that is not on the market at all. And we're going to kind of give people an idea of what things might be worth. But it's another thing to do that when a property's listed, and even another thing when it's under contract. So first, let me talk about when it's listed. We list a property, and let's say it takes a number of months or weeks leading up to it. As much as we are going to go ahead and advise clients as real estate brokers, clients, they're going to be looking at these automated valuation estimates. And as things change, they're looking at them as well. And not so much just to say, hey, this is actually what something is worth. It's, well, this is what the public might think something is worth. So imagine you are a seller and you price a property and then all of a sudden you put it on the market. And for whatever reason, they decide, well, we're going to rerun the search. We're going to change an algorithm. There's another comp with big air quotes that shouldn't be in there. And all of a sudden it goes under where your sales price is. Well, we've seen that happen. Even in today's market, that's going crazy. That could happen. What is that going to do to your listing and to your home? Well, all of a sudden you're going to have a bunch of buyers who are looking at that and think, well, that's actually where it should be, when in fact it might not be. So it's manipulating the market and creating problems there. Let's say it goes on the flip side, higher than it should be, and the reality is no, it needs to be down here. Well, that could be causing a different level of issues, further fueling the fire of all this feeding frenzy that's going on out there. And no, the house really should be listed at 450. That's what it's worth. But our automated value estimate says, hey, 480 all day. No, it's really 450 is probably what it's going to appraise at. What is that going to do to the buyers for the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth offer? I think, again, we are seeing a manipulation of the market in those areas with these automated value estimates that just come out. Should they be here while a home is listed? I don't think so. I think every single website that claims to be a real estate website that wants to go and put itself out there as giving consumers information, there needs to be a stop when a home's listed on that, just for this very reason. The other reason is mid-escrow. Let's talk about what happens. So in this market, we already have sellers basically being able to get their pick of the litter of what it is that they want. They get five offers, and it's really making it hard for a lot of these buyers. So they're getting their pick of the litter, and all of a sudden goes under contract. 4 or 5 days later, the buyer's done their inspection, and we find a few things, and poof, new automated value estimate. The seller looks online. Oh, man, this big website says my house just went up in value another $25,000. That's over what I have it under contract for. And the buyer sees that as well. But all of a sudden, you know, the house, we find it has termites and there's some roof issues and there's a few other things here or there. How likely is that seller going to be to go and do some of these repairs that they probably would have gladly done under any other circumstance if they hadn't gone and checked this third-party website that has no knowledge of the actual home, no knowledge of the contract that's on there? What do you think is going to happen? Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. When the buyer goes and asks for that roof repair or that termite to be done or whatever, these are normal things. We're not talking outlandish requests in any market by any stretch of the imagination. The seller's probably going to say, you know what? I feel like I'm losing out here. Now, at the time, I felt like I was getting a great deal. We negotiated together, but we came together with this buyer. I was getting a just fine deal. We inked the contract. But now that I see this third-party website giving me an automated valuation estimate that is higher, I think I could do better. And I don't want to do anything for these people. Well, to me, that's, again, a manipulation of the market. And it is creating issues mid-escrow with real people. These are real human beings here. Which leads me to my tip of the day. Regardless of the market, you know, fast-moving markets in up or down directions, and we saw it in the last cycle, bring out the worst in people. They do. Greed comes out. Fear comes out. And it may look different when markets are going down versus when they're going up. But this is what happens. And so my tip for today in this market is take a deep breath. Guys, we can get through this. Let's continue to behave like people. Let's do what my grandmother taught me this. Treat others as you would want to be treated. Real standard normal thing. And we think that. But as soon as all these dollars come across the table, sometimes that goes out the window. So for you sellers out there who are in escrow right now, and maybe you saw an automated value estimate, which I don't think should be happening mid-escrow, but maybe you saw that and you saw, oh, it's gone up a little bit. I want you to remember, when you made that deal with the buyer, you were happy with that, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't have made it. You made that deal. Buyer's happy, seller's happy, or at least enough to get under contract. Let's continue moving forward under those original terms and treat people the way you'd want to be treated. If you found a home infested in termites in any market, would you feel like, hey, it'd be nice if the seller cleaned that up? You know, if you saw some active roof leaks or a mouse infestation or anything, would you feel like, you know what, maybe it'd be nice if the seller cleaned that up? Would you expect the seller to rake their backyard to clean up their dog duty back there before transferring it? Yeah. So I think do the right thing to the buyer. Maybe that is leaving a house in good condition, and that goes beyond what the market's doing. And for you buyers out there, the market is so crazy. We are really feeling desperate for some of us, especially some of us who are being faced with what we heard the other day, landlords coming to one of our clients and telling them, hey, your rent is going to go from $1,300 to $1,800. You want to go ahead and extend? Great. Otherwise, we're happy to paint and get you out there. And that's creating some real concerns, okay, and real life stuff. Let's continue to take a deep breath. Let's be patient. Last thing we want to do is cut corners in this. And that's what Rebecca and I are here to do. We're here to help you make sure you don't cut corners in the wrong areas that are going to hurt you. We want to strengthen your position as much as possible, be it if you're on the seller side or the buyer side. And we have ways to do that. And we have ways to do that ethically. We have ways to do it honestly. And we have ways to do it that at the end of the day protects your bottom line. And so, I'm telling all of our listeners out there, we've had many of you contact us for things like a real estate review where we can talk about your portfolio and look at it over a 10-year period. We've had many of you talk about buying a home in this market. Should you wait? Should you not? 2 weeks ago, clearly the answer is no, you should not wait. But we're happy to take time with our clients. You can look through our reviews. You can see that we are patient with our people. And we would love to consult with you and see if we would be a good fit. So if you would like to get any of your real estate questions answered, you can always reach us, 520-462-2611. info@thisopenhouseshow.com. That is our email address. We are constantly monitoring that. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your show ideas. Maybe you think I'm crazy. Maybe you're like, you know what? No, I like these automated value estimates. I don't care if mid-escrow properties increase or decrease and that's impacting negotiations with buyers and sellers. I like it. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're another real estate agent and you think I'm crazy too. Let's go out for lunch. You can always reach me, 520-462-2611. Info at thisopenhouseshow.com. And full MLS search, www.thisopenhouseshow.com. Next week, I promise, we'll be back with more inflationary talk and more real estate. I'm David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company. See you next week.